there. Welcome to the Happiness Between Tales podcast. Do you love writing, great fiction, culture, fine art, and compassion? I mean, truly love them. I'm Dahl, and I sure do. That's why I produce Happiness Between Tales, to foster creativity and understanding. As an Emmy Award-winning former journalist, join me on my learning to write and publish fiction journey. Wherever you find your podcasts, hit subscribe. That way you'll never miss a single completely free episode of Happiness Between Tales. While you're getting Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, help keep it going by giving it a like, 5 stars, and a comment. And tell your friends so they too can enjoy Tale Wags and the making of tales. Check out happinessbetweentales.com for more information. And now, kick back and enjoy this episode of Happiness Between Tales.
The act of writing forces us to contemplate things more deeply and to question what we believe. Bloggers, novelists, all writers lay ourselves bare when we publish. When we communicate our passions, readers are challenged to think, and they challenge us. Thank goodness for the world of blogging and podcasting, a utopian alternate universe where anyone with access to a smartphone or computer, along with the internet, can send their unfiltered voices all over the world. Without the world of blogs, I would never have stumbled across a blog called The Wheelchair Teen, My Life as a Black Disabled Teenager. It's located at thewheelchairteen.com. There she lets us into her often fun, sometimes heartbreaking, life. With good humor and patience, she teaches everyone to live with joy and compassion. Ableism, Discrimination Against Disabled People, by The Wheelchair Teen. Hello, everyone. I'm The Wheelchair Teen and I write about my life as a Black, disabled teenager. I've been disabled ever since I was born and a permanent wheelchair user since the age of 13. I'm British but currently residing in the Netherlands with my parents and sister. Thank you so much to Dahl for allowing me the chance to be a guest and help me spread my message of equality for all disabled people. If you want to see more of me, you can find me at my blog called The Wheelchair Teen, My Life as a Black, Disabled Teenager. You can visit at thewheelchairteen.com. Ableism is the term for discrimination against disabled people, but unlike other forms of discrimination, it isn't viewed as negatively. Most people don't get educated about disabilities and remain ignorant. It's therefore harder to get angry at people when they act ableist towards me, they honestly don't know any better. So, when I encounter ableism, I sort of just have to deal with it and let it slide, and it's exhausting, alienating, and something I shouldn't have to face. Ableism is everywhere, and until people start to educate themselves more about disabilities, it's something I'll have to continue to deal with in almost every aspect of my life. Here are the 5 main ways that I feel othered in society, as well as things that you can do to educate yourself and help to end ableism. Number 1, people treat me differently. Sometimes adults talk slowly to me or avoid addressing me by talking to whoever's next to me when discussing me. People pick up my limbs and move them for me without my permission or make offensive assumptions. At school, I was often alone because students were unsure how to treat someone like me and would therefore ignore me altogether. People stare, point, or talk loudly and rudely about my body in front of me and assume that I can't understand. Little children occasionally even run screaming from me when I'm in my electric wheelchair. All of this makes me feel extremely isolated, alienated, alone, and othered, and that's not even mentioning the different ways buildings and companies discriminate against me when I leave the house or go on trips. I've been turned away from places that claim to be wheelchair accessible and discriminated against by employees. I talk a lot on my blog about inspiration porn, which is the objectification of disabled people as two-dimensional objects of inspiration. People treat us like we only exist to inspire people. I've had absolute strangers pass me on the street and tell me that I'm their hero. In fact, most people either assume that my life is awful and therefore treat me with pity, or treat me like I'm a superwoman simply for waking up every morning like everyone else. In reality, my life is pretty sweet. The most difficult part about my life is actually how I'm treated in society, not my actual disability. I know this isn't the case for everyone, but you shouldn't instantly assume it's not. I've been disabled for as long as I can remember, I can handle it, It's ableism that's the major issue for me. Number two, they don't teach about us in school. More education about disabilities is key in our fight to help combat ignorance. I'm certain that if my classmates had known how to treat someone like me, they wouldn't have been so hesitant to approach me. Also, if children knew more about disabilities, there'd be less pointing and staring as if they've never seen someone like me before, not to mention the children that ran from me terrified. Libraries should include picture books about disabilities, and we should be mentioned in every diversity class along with other minorities. Ignorance can be deadly. It is estimated that between 33 and 50% of police violence happens against people with a disability, although it's hard to tell because it's rarely recorded for statistics. I cried while reading through all of the cases of police shooting disabled people that they had been called to help in the first place. It's a serious problem that not enough people are talking about. The police force needs to be better educated when it comes to handling disabled people, whether it's shooting a deaf person because they couldn't hear the police telling them to stop, or firing at someone with a condition that makes it incapable for them to stand still and raise their hands. They must be held accountable and taught that their behavior is unacceptable. And these cases need to be reported and receive the same attention as any other police brutality case. Number 3, there's no one like me on screen. Disabled people are the biggest minority in the world, with around 1 billion people around the planet being disabled. Despite this, we have one of the lowest amounts of representation in films and TV. Only 2.3% of speaking characters in films are disabled. Growing up, I used to think I was strange because I hardly ever saw anyone like me on TV, and I wasn't the only one. We're talking about representation in media as low as 1% for a minority that is around 20% of the world. 95% of disabled roles are played by non-disabled actors, which is unacceptable. Able-bodied actors are critically acclaimed and win numerous awards for pretending to play a disabled person, but a lot of their performances, from the perspective of a disabled person, border on imitation and mockery. By not getting actual disabled actors to play these roles, you alienate disabled people by making them seem like mystical beings that cannot appear on screen, that can only be mimicked and impersonated. I'm not a challenging acting feat dash I'm a real person. Meanwhile, real disabled actors struggle to get hired because people would rather see famous actors curl their fingers, twist their legs, tilt their heads, and pretend to be us for another guaranteed Oscar nominee feel-good film. Filmmakers don't want the real thing, they just want their own version of it, which audiences will then mistakenly believe is reality. I dream of a future where able-bodied actors playing disabled roles is seen just as negatively as actors playing other minorities when they don't share their experiences. Number 4, no one celebrates Disability Day. While throngs of people and numerous corporations celebrate International Women's Day, Pride Day, and Black History Month, the International Day of Disabled Persons goes under a lot of people's radar. There is honestly so much beauty in being disabled, there's so much to celebrate, and so many rights that still need fighting for. Help to raise awareness about disabilities by educating yourself and spreading the love this 3rd of December. Like other minorities, multiple people throughout history have fought for the rights of disabled people. One day I was sitting in a history class at school when I realized that I knew about the suffragettes who had fought for my right to vote as a woman, and the incredible civil rights activists who fought for my equality as a black person, but I knew nothing about the people who had fought for my rights as a disabled person. I did some research about disability history, and I was so proud to see all of the people who had stood up for people like me. Their stories deserve to be taught in schools and history classes too. They deserve to be remembered. Number 5, disabled representation is awful. We've all seen disabilities used as plot devices, like the disabled or scarred villain, who has a disability to show their dark, twisted mind or passed on their bodies in a physical way, the action character with a child who has asthma so that tension can be built in the film when the main character has to rush to get the inhaler at a critical moment, the protagonist who ends up in a wheelchair in their weakest moment, but manages to walk again once they continue to believe in themselves. And we're all sick of it. A few weeks ago, I burst out crying after watching a show with a character in a wheelchair that wanted to end their own life. It had been the 3rd show and film I'd seen in a row with a character in a wheelchair that wanted to do this. How can this be a theme in so many films with disabled representation? What kind of message does this send to people like me? If this is the only kind of thing a disabled person sees, what do you think they would start to believe? It made me angry. It made me feel like society thought that I'd be better off dead. Disabled people go through enough without having to put up with these types of horrible representations. In most of them, disability was not the main focus of the show, it was just a side storyline. One was a comedy series, one was an anime, the other a romance film. I can't believe that we're still at this point when it comes to representation. I'd love to see more casual disabled representation, where characters' disabilities aren't the focus of their entire existence, where they're treated like normal characters that don't even need to be the main focus of the story, representation where they aren't healed at the end, so people don't think you can't have a happily ever after with a disability, intersectional representation where disabled characters can also be black or be members of other minorities, representation where their disability isn't due to an accident, they're merely born that way, etc. I'm currently working on creating a comic book about a team of disabled superheroes. It's set in a sci-fi, Afrofuturistic world, so there's plenty of intersectional representation in it. Most importantly, I hope that disabled people are consulted while creating such a work. People praise films like Me Before You or Music until they hear from the actual disabled people that the film is representing and realize that they're outraged at the bad representation. You can't ignore the community when you make or watch films like this. Nothing for us without us. What can you do to help end ableism? First, you can educate yourself and others. I recently started working on a story with disabled characters, and I had to do a lot of research for it. I learned so many new things like the correct way to refer to certain disabilities, terms that are actually found offensive within the community, ways to make yourself easier to lip-read when talking to a deaf person, wheelchair etiquette, things that are okay to ask and things that may be rude, basic phrases in sign language, not to interact with guide dogs when a blind person is using them, etc. Education is key. I teach people about disability and even I still have a lot to learn. Second, you can watch and read more disabled representation. There needs to be more outrage about films and books that go out of their way to discriminate against the disabled community, and more attention for the ones that don't. Read more books written by disabled authors, and watch more films and TV shows with us in them. Listen to our stories. We'll show you that we're much more than two-dimensional objects of inspiration or pity. Lastly, you can support disabled content creators. Apps like TikTok were found deliberately preventing videos with disabled people in them from going viral. More attention for disabled content creators means more normalization of disabilities for their followers. I'm not the only one out there sharing about life with a disability. Also, add subtitles to your videos and captions to your pictures to make your posts more accessible for disabled followers. A research citation link for what the wheelchair teen discussed is included on her original blog post for happinessbetweentales.com. Regarding her discussion of inspiration porn, how much do you know about real, everyday people with disabilities? Do you see them praised for doing basically nothing? What do you think about the media's depictions? Comment at happinessbetweentales.com. Like what you heard? Your support at buymeacoffee.com/supportHBT would be much appreciated.
Thanks for tuning in. This is Doll for Happiness Between Tales. Send me your thoughts, questions, and suggestions through happinessbetweentales.com, where you can find out more about the show and me. To get Happiness Between Tales delivered automatically, be sure to subscribe. You'll help the show thrive by liking it, rating it 5 stars, commenting, and telling your friends to check it out. See you at the next episode for more tale wags and the making of tales.